الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, maker and solver. Allah Rabbul Izzat created us from nothing. A day is coming, we will return to nothing. In between, Allah Rabbul Izzat made us a container transporting filth. From head to toe, the human body is filled with blood, pus, urine and stool. This is the reality of who we are. Allah put us in this world for a short while as a test. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That who will bring the best actions forward. We had a few hours away from the month of Ramadan. This, my respected friends, is a very, very great blessing to be witnessing this moment. Many people were here with us last year, not here. We don't know ourselves whether we're going to see the blessed month of Ramadan, even though it's at our doorstep. Allah Rabbul Izzat creates opportunities. Allah Ta'ala creates situations and scenarios for every person to get closer to Allah. Every person to enjoy a special communion and ta'alluq with Allah. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put at our doorstep. The heart is ailing, the heart is weak, it's spiritually sick. It's sick in what, my respected friends? It's sick absorbed in this world and the worldly thoughts. It's sick to such an extent that it cannot see the good of another person. The heart is sick to such an extent that it's unable to speak good of another person. The heart is sick to such an extent that it's ready to break ties with blood. The heart is so sick that it will even usurp the rights of the people that the haqq is due to. And the list goes on. So my respected friends, this month of Ramadan that is at our doorstep is actually an honor for every person. This should be a welcome. We should all feel happy. It is mentioned from our akabirin, we hear the sahaba ikram ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. They would prepare 6 months in advance for the month of Ramadan. That how we're going to spiritually benefit and we're going to exert ourselves. Now my respected friends, in this month, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the last day of Sha'ban encouraged the Sahaba ikram ridwanullah ajma'in. And this is what I'm going to share with you. Few very simple advices. But these advices, if we implement it in our life, inshallah al-Aziz, this month of Ramadan will be a very spiritually uplifting month for each and every one of us. Amongst the things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that this is the Mubarak month that has come to you, it's a month of mercy. Now when you say it's a month of mercy, on a normal occasion, if you see your staff, you want to take out the last drop of sweat from them. Insani fitrat. This is their human nature. And you'll only want to pay them what is due to them. It's a common scenario how insan works. But this month of mercy should work the other way around. So the person who's working for us should be given less work. And the pay should be increased according to our capacity. The kind of mercy that Rasulullah ﷺ is talking about is where the heart feels the pain of the next. that everybody is going through a struggle. Nobody can say that they're not going through anything. So having that kind of compassion and mercy for the next person. They say, put yourself in the next man's shoe to understand his situation. Reverse the table around. So this is a very, very important thing which we find in society today is lacking. And because of this non-existence of this kind of mercy and thought, it has become the basis of a lot of problem and quarrel. So the person who's working in our domestic at home, for years on end, for an example, we haven't even put to them Islam. That is the next kind of mercy. That how this person can be saved from Jahannam and ended into Jannat. So this word mercy encompasses all the feelings of the next person. Then my respected friends, Rasulullah ﷺ, towards the ending of this riwayat, encouraged the Sahaba-e-Kiram to engage themselves in four things. And this ummah at large, that this is what we have to do and we have to practice doing. And not only in Ramadan, throughout our life, but especially in the month of Ramadan. The two things that you cannot do without, you must continuously do, is recite the first kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Recite it in abundance. Sahaba used to say, let's sit for a while and renew our iman. So it was asked, how are you going to renew our iman? You see, increase in the recitation of La ilaha illallah. You find a person is not motivated to read the Quran. He's not motivated to perform extra salah. Person is sick. Spiritually he's finished. Outwardly he looks very healthy. But there is no spiritual bond inside him. He's got no taluk with Allah, he's got no taluk with deen. But he's got the apparent form and structure of Islam. So, continuously make the zikr of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then Rasulullah ﷺ said, continuously make istighfar. Istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran, in the 29th juz of the Quran, Surah Nuh. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Istighfar, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned that whoever holds fast to istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will remove him from every difficulty and find a way out for him from every problem. Allah Ta'ala will increase the rizq. Allah Ta'ala will send down the rain. Allah Ta'ala will bless the person in his life, in his children, in his progeny. So this istighfar is very, very powerful. So these two things we must continuously do during the month of Ramadan. And the next two things that we cannot do without is every single day ask Allah for Jannat and seek refuge from Jahannam. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika minan nar. We are not worthy of Jannat. But we are told to ask for Jannat. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at his final moments before he could make parda from this world, he's asking for Jannat also. He's asking for forgiveness also. And he's asking for good companionship also. So Jannat, Allah Ta'ala has created it for us. Allah doesn't want to give this Jannat to anybody else. So we have to show Allah in the riwayat, فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا, that this month, exert yourself to such a show Allah that you want to come close to Allah. They say, if you can't cry, then act like you're crying. So here in the same way, if you can't do extra, but act like you're doing extra. Spend extra time in the masjid. Spend extra time looking at the Quran, reading the Quran. Go to that extent that somebody, Allah Ta'ala says that this person is making an effort to come closer to me. When a person wants a good paycheck, person is looking for an increase, then he starts giving overtime without hope of getting paid for the overtime. Because he understands that he wants the boss to become happy. Our boss is Allah. So we have to go the extra mile to show Allah that, Allah, we want you to become happy with us. And then, my respected friends, is make this niyat that this Ramadan will be different from every other Ramadan. You see, the businessman got his time in December, he wants to make the money. The Muslim got his time now in Ramadan, that the spiritual effort that he'll put in will last him till the next Ramadan. It will carry him to the next Ramadan. For the next whole year after this Ramadan, he will see the benefit of that exertion of ibadat, that exertion of good, that exertion of sadaqah. So we all make this niyat, inshallah, to do that and to practice on this. Then, my respected friends, you see, it's a time of the year where many people generally calculate their zakat. Many people take out sadaqah. Many people do a lot of charity. So one humble appeal is made, we heard from the ulama-i kiram, you know. You see, when you're discharging your zakat, first look for people within your own family. Today we find the convenience of the organization and we feel very satisfied with it. I'm not saying always, but sometimes the organization can't discharge that zakat on time, because they're dealing with thousands of peoples of zakat. So this zakat that you got, your first haq of it is the family people. You don't have to go and tell me, this is my zakat over here. That man is doing you a favor to accept that zakat. The time will come, Rasulullah ﷺ said, where a person will come out to discharge his zakat and there will be no one to found who will accept that zakat. Make it a point to first look within the family. If there's nobody in the family, then look within our community. And believe you in me, I'm telling you this from experience. In our own masjid, in our own communities, there are people who don't have the need on their face. But they are all struggling with some battle that we cannot imagine. So those who are in that position of discharging their zakat, make it a point to go look for those people and give it to them. Then see what contentment and that feeling of ta'alluq with Allah you will feel in your heart. And then Rasulullah ﷺ encouraged the sahaba to feed a fasting person. So you can't give a big meal. Give a date. Take out the water from the masjid dispenser and go give a cup of water to drink to a person who's fasting. And the last point I'm going to make, my respected friends, we'll hear from the ulama-i kiram in time to come. But this is an important time for dua. And dua is such a thing, my respected friends, that we ourselves, the ummah, have not understood what a powerful weapon it is. Rasulullah ﷺ explained to the effect that every day, for every fasting person, one dua is guaranteed accepted. There's no unsurety of it, guaranteed. This is the words of Rasulullah ﷺ. The dua of the fasting person is guaranteed accepted. So at the time of iftar, we must try and make it a point that asr to maghrib, we stay in the masjid. And that time we engage in tilawat, and the last few moments, 15, 20 minutes, engage in dua. This dua, my respected friends, can change a person's taqdeer. Make dua for ourselves, for our wives, for our children, for our parents, and for the ummah at large. Make dua that this deen doesn't get diluted like how it is getting diluted currently. Make dua that the ulama who are standing up for the haq, Allah keep them there and make us benefit from them. They are very few, handful. So this dua will change conditions. The battle of Badr took place on the 17th of Ramadan. Allah explains in Surah Anfal what was the level of dua of Rasulullah ﷺ. That he begged Allah so much, Allah, if this group is destroyed, there will be none to worship you on the face of this earth. Allah explains the dua of Rasulullah ﷺ by the word istighatha. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ. This istighatha, we hear from the ulama, they say, that is where a person's hope from any creation is cut off. We're making dua, we're still hoping somebody will help us out. You know, we're looking for one contact in SARS, we're looking for one contact inside the parliament. So we're making dua, but we say, no, we know that man there in the municipality, he'll take us, it's all right. Yet there is no help coming. There is no form of any help that is seen. There is no form of victory that is in front. And Allah is تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Immediately that level of dua was, Allah Ta'ala gave the jawab and answered the dua. What turned to be loss, Allah made it into victory. It became the battle of Yawm al-Furqan, distinguished between haqq and batil. So that's the level of dua that the Zummat needs to come on to. And don't forget in your dua, the Muslims in the different parts of the world that are suffering, Yemen, Syria, Palestine, Kashmir, all these places, make dua for them. Allah Ta'ala is in of their condition. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah.